Militants killed 73 soldiers in an army base in western Niger. The attack, the deadliest in years, highlights the rapidly deteriorating security situation across the Sahel.
Security forces in Nigeria seized Omoyele Sowore, a journalist and activist, while he was appearing in court the day after judges had forced the state to release him. Mr. Sowore, who had been held since August, has been charged with treason after criticizing President Muhammadu Buhari and calling for civil unrest.
India's parliament passed a law offering a fast track to citizenship to minorities who face persecution in Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Pakistan, as long as they aren't Muslim. The new law applies to Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, Christians and others. Muslims condemned it as an attempt by India's Hindu nationalist government to marginalise them. The law has been appealed to the Supreme Court.
Aung San Suu Kyi defended Myanmar against charges of genocide at the International Court of Justice in The Hague. The Nobel Peace Prize winner described the Myanmarese army's bloody crackdown on Rohingya Muslims in 2017, in which thousands were killed or raped and 700,000 fled to Bangladesh, as an internal conflict started by Rohingya militants.
Police in Malaysia said they would interview Anwar Ibrahim, the country's prime minister in waiting, about an allegation that he sexually assaulted a male aide. As leader of the opposition in 1999, Mr. Anwar was imprisoned on trumped-up charges of sodomy, which is illegal in Malaysia. He dismissed the allegation as political.
Voters in Bougainville, an autonomous region of Papua New Guinea, voted by 98% to 2% for independence. Bougainville has long had a distinct identity. 15,000 to 20,000 people were killed in a civil war that was fueled by separatist grievances and ended in 1998. The referendum, however, is non-binding.
France's prime minister unveiled details of the government's plan for pension reforms, which put some of the toughest changes off into the future. But this may not be enough to halt a wave of strikes that have shut down most of the rail network, many schools, and the Paris metro.
A new government was sworn in Finland. All five of the parties in the new ruling coalition are led by women.
Russia was banned from major sporting competitions for a period of 4 years, which will cover next year's Olympics, after revelations that it had hacked and faked medical records dealing with doping. The ban contains significant loopholes, however.